What is one way we build or encourage our faith? Romans 10:17 tells us. So then faith comes by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When our faith weakens or loses its intensity, our faith needs to be encouraged.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. The message you'll be hearing today is part of a series that's entitled Faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Christians express their faith in a variety of ways. However, there are times when we are discouraged by our circumstances and our faith suffers. It's my hope that through this series, your faith is built and encouraged. The Apostle Paul tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I pray that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this faith-filled message. Today's message is part one of A Saving Faith.
How many of you want to please God? Well, listen, if you are born again, you should have a desire to please God. That should be top on your list. If you're born again, that should be our desires. It's not because you have to. See, there should be something inside of us if we're born again that we want to please God. And listen, if that's not a desire, that should be a red flag to you. And I pray that this morning you hear what I'm saying, because you're in the right place and you're going to hear the right message, because God can change the desires of your heart. Amen? And so I just want to encourage you to hear what I'm saying today as the Word of God is shared. New birth changes you. When you give your life to Jesus, it's not just a vow you make. It's not just a prayer you say. It's something that occurs inside of you that you are born again. And so when you are born again, you know when that happens. Something changes, something flips, something switches. Your desires are different. How many understand what I'm talking about? New birth, it changes you. And then your desires become this. I want to please God more than I want to please myself. I don't know about you, I want to please God. Faith is a highly important subject for any believer. We're going to take some time, go through a series on faith, and we're going to show different aspects of faith. A life of faith is not defined by a one-time expression of faith. A life of faith is not defined by a one-time expression of faith. A life of faith is defined as a continuing living faith. We have to have a living faith, a faith that is by day, moment by moment. It's not a faith that happens once somewhere in our life. We've expressed it. It's a continual faith, a day-by-day faith. And throughout the series, I want to encourage your faith. How many of you have ever gotten discouraged before? Well, if you haven't gotten discouraged, then go turn on the TV, watch fake news, real news, whatever news you want, and you'll be discouraged after a while. It don't matter which news you watch, you'll get discouraged. Have you seen that commercial of the dad sitting down, and he's eating breakfast, and he's watching the people on the news station bickering and fighting, and the little kid slips in beside him, he doesn't see him, begins to change the channel, and he looks over there, and he's watching cartoons or whatever, and he's eating a bowl of cereal. It's like the light goes off, like, yeah, this is overrated. I shouldn't be listening to this anyway. Have you seen that commercial? It's really cute. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes we just need to turn the cartoons back on. Faith is that place where the soul and the spirit has to come into agreement concerning God's plans and God's desires. And that's why our faith needs to be encouraged. Sometimes we just get discouraged. Life can be discouraging, amen? Listen, you can go through circumstances and situations that will just drain you. And that's why our faith needs to be encouraged. And so hopefully through the series, I want to encourage your faith. What is one way we build or encourage our faith? Romans 10:17 tells us. So then faith comes by what? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When our faith weakens or loses its intensity, our faith needs to be encouraged. Faith encouragement comes through hearing God's word. How many of you have been so discouraged that you don't even want to hear God's word? Have you ever been there before? Listen, I'm a preacher and that happens to me. I just don't want to hear things sometimes. Sometimes I just get discouraged, I get down, get depressed. I guess no one else gets like that. The thing we need is God's word is that time. We need God's word in that time. And God's word will encourage us. When our faith weakens or loses its intensity, the Word of God helps encourage our faith. Remember, faith, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And that's why your faith needs to be encouraged continually. If you listen to negativity too long, you'll become negative. Have you ever been around someone who's negative? How many of you are on Facebook when folks who get negative? Instead of unfriending them, you can unfollow them. See, unfriending them is very rude, but you can unfollow them and you don't have to see their negativity anymore. And you can still remain friends. Isn't that great? I know that happens because people have unfollowed me. But anyways, seriously though, if it happens, it can work on your system. It can bring you down. This world will bring you down if you let it, but your faith needs to be encouraged. It's important. Church, some of us need to stop listening to flesh and bone and start listening to the Word of God. We need to stop listening to people, and we need to listen more to what the Word of God says, because people will say all kinds of things. Your flesh will tell you all kinds of things about yourself, but we need to listen to what God's Word says. As believers, we need to be encouraged, and when we're encouraged, our faith has new life, and it's effective. And faith has a variety of expressions throughout the Word of God. And throughout this series, we're going to concentrate on some of these different aspects of faith. But if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Hebrews chapter 11, and then you're going to flip back to Genesis chapter 6. So those are two verses we're going to concentrate on today. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, and Genesis chapter 6, starting in verse 8. I want to talk to you this morning about a saving faith. A saving faith. Faith is faith, but there is a difference. There's a different way to express our faith. Our faith has different expressions. And most important, our most important expression is how that relates to our salvation. God has given every person on planet Earth the capacity to be born again. I want you to think about the worst person that you know. You can think about the worst person in history. You know, God has put a capacity within that person to have been born again. Every person on planet Earth has the capacity to be born again. Any sinner can repent of their sins and receive Jesus by faith, because God has dealt to every human life a measure of faith. We see that in Romans 12:3, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Everybody in here this morning, when you were born, you had dealt to you a measure of faith. And just think about that word, dealt, almost like you're dealing cards. God dealt to each human life a measure of faith. So every person on planet Earth, if they come into contact with the gospel of Jesus Christ, if they will respond to the revelation of God, God will bring them to a place where they can receive Jesus. I don't care where you're at. I don't care if you're in the bush. I don't care if you're in Antarctica, but God can bring his revelation to you, and God can bring truth to you if you'll just respond by faith. God has put into every person a measure of faith. I don't care if you're a self-proclaimed God-hating atheist. God has dealt to you, friend, a measure of faith. A measure of faith is an ingredient to saving faith, but it's not the only ingredient. Saving faith is more than just a measure of faith. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says this. I know the scripture I told you. Just stay where I told you, though. It says this: for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But look at this. But to us who are what? Being saved, it is the power of God. For us who are being saved, it is the power of God. It is a progressive work. And as we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, as we grow in our relationship with God, so must our faith grow in our relationship with God. Listen, if you've served Jesus for a year, your faith should have matured and grown over a year. If it's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 40 years, your faith should grow in proportion, amen? If it hasn't, I want to encourage you today. We got some making up to do. I believe this: some of you who have served the Lord for a long time, your faith should be very mature and very strong. I believe we see that throughout the Word of God. Elders are not necessarily folks that are older, right? But in most cases in the Bible, they were. Why was that? Because they were mature people in their faith. Listen, I hope the older I get and the more gray I have to color, that I get wiser and that my faith grows and matures as well. Amen? I don't want to go back in my faith. I want to grow in my faith. You know, there's been times where I've run into kids and to children throughout my years in ministry, and some of their faith is more mature than their parents. That should not be, though, should it? Thank God for those kids. Parents, if we're believers, our faith should grow and mature. A saving faith is not just an expression of faith, it's a continuing faith. It's a growing faith. It's an overcoming faith. It's an enduring faith. Are you hearing me? It's an enduring faith. Is your faith growing or does your faith need to be encouraged? That's my question I want to ask you this morning. Does your faith need to grow? Do you need to have faith that can grow? Or do you just simply need some encouragement this morning? Hopefully through the Word of God, that's what's going to occur here this morning. All right, Hebrews chapter 11. Are you there? If you don't have it, then we'll have it up on the screens for you. 11:7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things yet not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Look, by faith, being divinely warned, and there's another word in there, not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared. There are several words there that show action, and they're important. Sometimes we overlook this story, but this is a great example of saving faith. In fact, I think it's the first real example that we have of saving faith. And I believe that through Noah's expression here, that we see a precedence that is set throughout the Word of God. God warned Noah. What do you call that? I call that grace. See, God's desire was to destroy the earth. God's desire was to do a reset on mankind, destroy it. Can you imagine what would have happened if Noah had not responded to God? I mean, we can't even fathom what that would be like. But God, in His grace, responds to Noah first. Listen, it goes back to the same way as you and I when we get saved, friend. You didn't find Jesus, He found you. The Holy Spirit sought you out, brought you to a place of repentance. You respond by faith. You didn't find Jesus, He found you. He was looking for you when you weren't looking for Him, amen? God finds a man, and his name is Noah. And God begins to show Noah His plan and what's going to occur and how He wants to spare Noah's life. I call that grace. That's an expression of grace. God offers Noah a way to escape judgment. God chooses to spare Noah. However, Noah has a responsibility. Listen to me. God shares Noah's that plan to Noah, but Noah has a responsibility in this situation. He has a responsibility to respond to God obediently. Noah, in true believer's fashion, though, like you and I, responds. And clearly he receives this revelation because we understand that he builds the ark. Look at Genesis 6:8. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. It says, but Noah found what? Grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Some of your Bibles may say Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Same thing. That word grace in the Hebrew, and it means favor. It just simply means favor. Noah found favor in God's eyes. I don't know about you, but I want to find favor in my Father's eyes. Amen? I want to have the favor of God upon my life. I want the favor of God to be upon my family. I want the favor of God to be upon my church. You should want God's favor on your life. God's desire was to purge the earth of its wickedness, reset the table of humanity, start over. But this one guy, this one person, Noah, catches God's attention, and God's desire then is to preserve human life through this one man of favor. Listen, if grace is defined as favor, what is favor? And when you look up the word favor in the dictionary, it simply says this. Favor is defined as over-generous preferential treatment. Over-generous preferential treatment. Today's Father's Day. How many of you have received that type of treatment before from your father? Today is Father's Day, and I bet you many of us have received that favor from our father. Many of us have been recipients of a father's favor. And as touching as a father's favor is, his over-generous preferential treatment, it falls short in God's sight. Amen?
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. The Word of God calls believers to walk by faith and not by sight. I pray that through hearing this message, your faith has been encouraged as you walk by faith. If you're not attending a house of worship and you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. We have ministry opportunities for all ages, children, youth, and adults. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351. Our web address is www.holtag.org. Or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, may God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.